I'm Aisling Keenan and you're listening to Every Mum the Podcast, now in its 13th season and supported by Waterwipes, the number one baby wipe brand in Ireland, made with simply two ingredients and nothing else. When I had my daughter, I wanted something I could trust to use on her skin, and Waterwipes were and still are the one. I once made the mistake of trying a different brand and never again. I didn't realise just how much of a difference there could be between two fairly similar brands, but it was huge. My daughter is now almost three, and I still panic if I don't have at least one pack of water wipes within line of sight. With that in mind, I'm happy to say that this season is supported by that most essential of products for every mum, water wipes. Winners of seven National Parenting Product Awards 2023, including Best Baby Wipes and Best Baby Newborn Essential, they are ideal for delicate newborn skin. Together, we are committed to providing more support for parents with trusted products and this podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to Every Mum the Podcast. I'm Aisling Keenan, your host, and my guest this week is Ali Deasy, who is basically famous where she lives now as the mother who is shadowed everywhere she goes by her gorgeous triplet boys, Bruce, Ted and Lenny. Ali has been a guest on Every Mum in the past, but I saw recently she spoke online about her mental health struggle when her boys were between about 2 and 3 years old. And I caught up with her as soon as I heard that, because often I think postnatal depression or motherhood related depression might only be associated with the immediate aftermath of having a baby, or as something that you can be kind of sure that you've escaped if your child gets past the age of one. And that's absolutely not the case. So I chatted to Ali about how she leaned on her friends to help her through that tough patch. We also chatted about the logistics of managing 3 4-year-olds. And of course, her angel of a daughter, Georgia, who is basically like another mammy to the lads. And how she only dresses them the same if she needs to be able to do a quick head count when in public. I've never ever smiled so much during an episode, honestly. So I hope it's the same for you. Ali Deasy, thank you so much for joining me on Every Mum the Podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And you know, I know you were on before, I think a good while ago, maybe like just after you had the boys.
Yeah.
And I remember listening to that and being like, I'll be honest. I was like, oh my God, that poor woman. She's just had triplet boys. Like, what the hell?
That's a normal response. Don't worry. I sometimes wake up and go, God, that poor woman.
So like, so one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you in particular now at this point, when the boys are, what are they? They're four, three, four?
Yeah, four. Yeah, they'd be 5 in August.
5 in August. So, oh God, I can only imagine. So like, one of the things that stood out to me was recently on Instagram and stuff, you've been chatting about like that you have kind of gone through a bit of a like mental health struggle, and you're kind of coming out of it a little bit now. And it really intrigued me, because oftentimes you hear about women having, you know, postpartum depression or whatever, like kind of straight away when the babies are young. Like, and I didn't experience that, but I did experience it later on in the process. Like, and it isn't often that you hear about that. So now that the triplets, God, every time I say it, now that the triplets are nearly five and you've got your gorgeous daughter as well, like, how are you getting on, and what changed for you over the course of time with, you know, as the boys grew up?
But I think, like, I listen back to like podcasts I recorded when they were born or like the year after, and I'm like, who is she? Like, I was like, can I have her back, please? And I'm real conscious of mental health, you know. Yeah. I have people in my family who suffer, so from a very young age I was always so aware of mental health, like, so I always was out in front of it, if that made sense.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And then after having the kids, I never suffered with postnatal depression. I never in a pre, post, nothing.
Yeah.
And I always said, like, if you can get under my skin, you're a real asshole. Like, you know what I mean? There's no other, like, I don't let things bother me to a degree, you know what I mean? Yeah. Even if I don't like it, I just get on with it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think because I was so busy for those first 2 years and then lockdown, obviously, when they were 6 months old and stuff like that, and we were on our own and we just had to do it. So it was kind of like you didn't really have
a choice.
You didn't have a choice, you didn't have that, and you just got on with it. Whereas I found like years 2 to 3, I have no idea how I didn't have a breakdown in that year. Like, oh my God. Like, I'd say, yeah, between two and four.
Okay.
3 to 4 wasn't as bad, but 2 to 3, it's like the wheels just fell off everything. Like, I couldn't keep up with anything. And then you're looking back, as you say, on posts, and you're like, I was going for sea swims while I'm up at the gym at 6. And like, I was like this lunatic. Like,
yeah.
And I was able to keep up with it. But then all of a sudden, I just wasn't. And I don't, like, it wasn't, there was no big thing happened. It was nothing. It just, the lads were so intense between 2 and 3 that they were like on me constantly. So then I kind of just got 2 or 3, which was what to. I'm like, oh, stick. Thank God I'm out of it. I think it just got so intense so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, everything was kind of lovely and la, 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 la. And then 2 just hit. And the fighting started with them. So there's constant noise.
Yeah.
Constant touching you. They all want to hold my hand. I only have two hands. Like, so this level of fighting and stuff started happening with the boys, and it was like all of a sudden they were able to directly communicate with me.
Yeah.
And you know, like, like, and you suddenly have 3 humans just shouting you down all the time. Which sounds stressful. Like, I love my children, but I didn't cop quick enough that it was affecting me mentally.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Normally I'd be so aware of it.
Aware
because
of it,
I'd done so well for 2 years. I thought, well,
you nailed it.
You know, like, nothing's going to get me now, you know, that way kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it. It slowly chipped away at me.
And was it burnout? Like, is that how you describe it?
It was just, like, I can't even explain it. The intensity level of just, like, anyone that has a 2-year-old right now, like, will be like, oh, like, all of a sudden they're, you know, they're chatting to you, they're whining more, which sounds mental.
Yeah.
It's like they have the ability all of a sudden from 2 up to, I can't even describe it. Like,
it's just constant. They can actually, they can talk now.
Yeah.
They can make demands and they can shout at you instead of just crying and you can soothe them. It's like they have their own little feelings and their own little emotions and their worlds are starting to develop. So it's, that times 3, I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine.
And you know yourself, like, toddlers, they can communicate with you, but they can't actually tell you in a logical way. So I feel like that year, it just got so busy so quick and it got so chaotic so quick that I just didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I just, like, my mental health has never been an issue. Like, as I say, I've always been ahead of it. And it just creeped to a point.
Yeah.
I remember having to sit down with my best friend the day before her hen party. I had to ring her and say, we need to go for, like, dinner or something like that. She was like, is everything okay? And I was like, I know when I see you, because I hadn't seen her over, like, the Christmas night. I was like, I know you're going to cop me the second you lay eyes on me. And I was like, and we're not doing this at your hen party.
Yeah.
So I had to bring her out the day before to be like, it's like, and I kind of went, not into hiding, but, you know, I wasn't going out as much and I wasn't doing as much because I knew the second I sat down in front of these certain people, they were going to cop it as well. So, and I think when you're in such a constant daily battle, that's not even a battle.
Yeah.
You kind of hide because, you know, everyone kept telling me how great I was and how, you know, you're doing a great job. And as I always say to Chris, I was like, it's literally adding a weight onto the ankles of an already drowning person.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh my God, I'm such a fucking fraud. Like, you know that way? You're like, I am drowning, but everyone thinks I'm doing great.
Well, so was there a bit of shame, kind of? Like, did you feel a little bit embarrassed that things had gotten to a point that you couldn't?
I'll always remember sitting down with her the day before a thing, just being like, there was just so much going on. And I couldn't, like, I had to get everything out because it was like, I'm stressed about work, I'm stressed about the kids, I'm stressed about money, I'm stressed about, you know, doing crap on Instagram, I'm stressed about, you know, like, there was also, like, there's this massive stress of getting your kids minded, which sounds really stupid, but when you're asking people to mind triplets, like, obviously my mom is amazing, my friends are amazing, I have such a good support system, but like, I just, you know, when you're like, especially at that age, it was so hard to get them in the car. It was so hard. Like, everything was just a fight with them.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just, like, I remember wanting to go to a physio appointment and I canceled it because I wouldn't ring anyone and ask them to mind them, because I was like, I'm not getting them in the car. I'm not dropping them off somewhere. I'm not having to ask someone else to do something so I can go do something. Like, it was all those little things just kept kind of piling on top. And I, as honestly, until it collapsed, I didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah. But I suppose, like, because I'm thinking about it when Lydia was between 2 and 3, which is now really, like, it has been very difficult. And they, you know, she does, she answers back and she has loads of feelings, but she has no awareness of how to control them or no sense of logic or reason or anything like that. And like, I honestly, honest to God, trying to imagine that exact thing happening in triplicate.
Yeah.
I just, like, trying to get three of them into the car, trying to get three of them to have their lunch, trying to have three of them have a bath, trying to get three of them to sleep. I don't know how you're still here talking to me. Like, I just,
I honestly don't know myself.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, I can't even imagine the logistics of it, no matter, like, never mind the mental and physical toll it must take on you, like the actual physical, getting three people to sleep in a room, like, what the hell? Like, it's difficult enough with one, how does it happen? Like, I just don't,
I don't do bedtime, so that was one of me and Chris kind of non-negotiables.
Okay,
so I don't do bedtime. I have them most of the day, most of the time, and even when I don't, I can't, like Chris said, I'm like, I can't sit in a dark room getting three kids to sleep.
No.
You just, I just can't do it. He comes in from work. He works, he leaves here about between half seven and eight every morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And he mightn't get back till between 6:30 and 7:30.
Oh my God, okay.
So he, now to be fair, like, we were only talking about this as well, you kind of forget things because I'm like, you know, he comes in, I'm like, they are yours. Don't come at me.
Yeah.
Like, especially when I was kind of down, I literally, Chris would come in the door, I would take my dinner, I would go up to my bed, I would turn on absolute stupid television, and I wouldn't move again. I was like, that, I'm done, I'm switched off, I'm done, I can't do anymore. Like, and of course, but bedtime, I just, it doesn't, I can do it, obviously, like, he was out last week, I do bedtime occasion, but every night I'm like, that is your job.
Yeah,
it's too much for me at the end of a day.
Yeah.
Now, some days, as I say, I don't mind, but I just, I don't do bedtime anymore. I just realized that it seemed to be just the thing that kept tipping
just
the scale.
Too far, yeah.
So I was like, Chris, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to put in bed every night, but I just can't do it. Like,
do it. So, and what actually happens at bedtime? Like, is it a constant, like, do you, like, how do you even grab the three of them to get them up the stairs? Do you know what I mean? Well, do you have them on leads or what's the story like?
Just put them in their cages at night. You get some people to think sometimes. I'm like, no, so they all have their own bed. So Chris sleeps, like, sits, like, at the, like, in beside one of them every night. So it changes every night.
Okay.
So you'll always hear them and they're like, it's my turn tonight.
Oh.
But Chris will sit in with them. So it's his bedtime in. Everyone gives me a hug. They all trot up the stairs. They don't argue too much at bedtime now. They don't like it. Like, they'll have a little minute, but they will go. They know they have to.
Yeah.
But they're one of them. One, two, or three arrive into my bed every single night regardless.
No.
So, oh, yeah. Every night. They
one,
wake up.
Two or three of them.
Oh, you'll just hear.
Oh, God.
So run, and you're like, oh, for heck's sake.
And so they go asleep okay, and...
Yeah.
They like, do they do like story time or like have
a little... No, we used to do story time. This would be very controversial. I mean, parents be like, he doesn't do stories to her kids, but there used to be so many arguments over it that it just got to the stage. And then it would be like, Well, I didn't get to pick a book and they picked a book. And so it just, yeah, it got to the stage where I was like, story time's in.
Okay, yeah.
So we read during the day, that's fine. But nighttime, I'm like, upstairs, they turn on their nightlight, they all get into their bed and it's, you go to sleep. Like, that's it. So.
And so, sorry, talk to me about the size of your bed if you have three of them.
Oh, I have a super king size bed. Yeah. I say to anyone having babies, like if someone's pregnant,
get a
joint. The best gift you will ever give yourself is the biggest bed you can get. Because I'm like, I remember one of my best friends, little fella, used to always come into the bed with her, and I was like, I swear to God, my kids are never coming into my bed. They're never coming into my bed. And it wasn't like, my kids are never coming into my, it wasn't like that. It was just in my head. I always remember how tired she was and how it drove her mad. I was like, my kids are never coming into my bed. They're not coming into my bed.
No.
Ah, you know the drama over that. In they came. Like, they used to be great.
When they come in, you're kind of just like, well, look, we'll all sleep better if they just
say I wouldn't even argue.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce will sometimes, if you say to Bruce, no, you should go back into your own bed, he seems to be all right. But no, Ted or Lenny does not hope. Now, don't get me wrong, they might go back to sleep. You might lift them in if it's still early, you know, that way. But
yeah.
Generally speaking, we're all just happy to get a night's sleep.
Yeah, fair. No, fair. I would like literally, I would have no boundaries if I had three little boys.
Oh yeah.
Like, no.
No.
And in terms of like they're I feel like we're neglecting your gorgeous girl as well. But how old is she now?
Georgia, she'll be 9 next month.
And is she like mommy number 2 to the boys? Like, does she help and boss them?
I have to say I give Georgia she looks like my mother-in-law, but she is me to the core of her.
No
like,
way.
I literally created a mini version of myself that just argues back with me all day. So, like, I'm sitting there, I was like, oh, God, I totally understand my mother more now. But she is, like, Georgia is, like, she's a really sensitive, soft kid.
Oh.
But she is as stubborn and is headstrong in certain things.
Yeah.
And she is, I'm not just saying this, she is the, anyone, if anyone I know is listening to this and they know Georgia, they'd be like, 100%. She's the kindest soul I've ever met. Like, she is so kind to her core. And it's just, it's such a gorgeous quality, like, you know, that way. And, like, I mean, she'd meet you and she'd go up and just give you a hug and she wants to know about you and she wants to know, like, if you have kids with you, she wants to help and she's just, like, I always say, there's something really special about Georgia. Do you know what I mean? She drives me absolutely nuts. But you ever have just something in someone where you're like, never, ever lose that. Like, never, like, hang on to that with everything you have. Like, no matter what happens. Yeah, no, she's brilliant. And with the boys from day one, she was just in awe of them. Now, she did, obviously, it's a massive routine. It was so repetitive.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't mean to, but you definitely do neglect.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, neglect on the plane.
No, but I know what you mean. Yeah, no, but they, like,
you know what I mean?
Your older child. You've got three boys all the same age. It's a totally different situation than the average family.
Yeah.
Like,
and then when we went into lockdown, obviously, Chris is working.
Yeah.
And helping with the lads. And I'm doing, like, and I mean, it was military. Like, it was, this is when they're fed, this is when they're. You know what I mean? It's very hard to kind of, when you think back on it, you're like, what a little rock star she is. Because, like, she just did. She just accepted. She knew. And she was helpful through it. You know that way? Which is bananas. Like,
for such a young little girl. Like, I mean, that's amazing. And, like, that she just rode in and was like, yeah, this is what we're doing. This is what we do. But I suppose she doesn't know any different either. She just knows her life with her three little brothers, doesn't she?
That's it. Like, you know what I mean? She's just like, they're so funny now because they're at an age where she has now joined in on the bickering. Leave them, Georgia. Like, you're a bigger person. But she joins in with the, like, you know, they want to be in her room. They want, like, they are, I'm not just saying, obsessed with her. Like, they just want to be around her constantly. George is doing something, they want to do it. Like, we've, our next door neighbor is a year younger than Georgia,
right?
And Georgia and him are like great little pals, and they, you know, he's in here, they're in there. And when Georgia goes into his house, they're like puppies at the door. Like, man, please, can we go in, please? Like, they just want to be around her constantly. Like, which you can hear George, you know, you can, I'd be laughing or sometimes you can hear me like, leave me alone. And I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm so sorry we did this to you.
So sorry, but also like I would imagine there's days where you want to say that and you can't because you're their mother, but she has the right to us.
Oh no, I do say it sometimes. I won't pretend. No, I tell them to leave me alone a lot of the time. Oh, but no, she's brilliant. Like, and they're all little pal, like, do you know what I mean? Like, even I'm laughing. We have like the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And we have this game, like a goat simulator game. It's absolutely wild. If you ever high recommendation to parents, right? You're a goat, you run around, you ruin things. And if she plays it and the three of them will sit beside her, and I mean they'll be howling laughing, just watching her play this game, like, and just be like, George, like, do you know, they're like, Georgia can do this in it, and Georgia can do this, like, you know, they'd be telling me afterwards, and I'm like, it is the cutest thing, because you know they're all looking, be like, look what Georgia can do, kind of thing. Or we go to our football matches and they're like, you know, she'd be on playing and they're like, Georgia, you know, trying to get her attention on the pitch. And it's just the older they're getting, the more you're like, do you know what, this is going to be deadly for them, you know, that way. Didn't seem like that for a few years,
I say,
but now I'm like, do you know what, like, and they're starting school in September and she is dot, like, she's like, and mom, can I go with them on their first day? And can I do this? And I'm like, yeah, you can, of course you can. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, and can I walk them up one day on my own? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be hiding behind the wall. But yeah,
yeah, no. you'll be in a bush 3 feet behind them. But yes,
but you'll be doing it on your own, George. Yeah. But like, you know, there's just little things like that where, like, and even when you're out, if like another kid is messing with the boys, you can see her. Like, she's
eyes on,
eagle eye. Like, she's, you know, mommy number two, what's going on here? Like, and she'd be like, you know, you can even, it's so funny, you can see little things that you do, you know, she'd be up to them and she'd be like, are yous all being okay now? Are yous all getting on there? You know, she turns into this little kind of granny mode where she's intervening without saying that. You know,
she's just having a little check.
It's gas and things they kind of, she just naturally has picked up on that you're like, ah. But she's now, like, as I say, I'll murder her. She'd be like, I got to get you. But no, she's
great. She's
good. Yeah, she's a little star. Like, anyone, I'm telling you, you'll meet her one day and you'll just be like, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. It just shines through her. Like,
bless her. And the three lads, like, are they, I've often wondered, you know, the way you were saying there that Bruce will come in and he'll comply if you tell him to go back to bed, but the other two won't. Are they completely different? Like, do they all have really individual personalities, or are there overlaps, or like, what are they like as they're getting older and developing their own little ways?
I use the triplets. I think they're one of the best. I genuinely think I should have recorded every milestone to show parents. They were made the same way, cooked the same way, born the same way, reared the same way. And every single one of them is completely different. They hit milestones at completely different times.
No.
They didn't sit up properly. Bruce sat up first. They didn't sit up properly on aid until they were about one. And I was kind of like, you know, milestones, you know yourself. You're thinking, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And then Bruce walked at like 16 months. I think Ted was like 18 months and Lenny was until like 19. Like, and they're literally, like, two of them are actually biologically identical. Like,
yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
But now their personalities are just completely different. Like,
that's mad.
Like, Bruce is kind of late. It's mental. Like, when you're watching them and you're like, why are you being so good?
Yeah.
Why are you like this?
It's what, because you know the way you think, like, you know, a couple of my friends who have two children, like, their first child is quite quiet and reserved and, you know, like, will just sit there and have a meal and not cause any chaos. But then the second child is crazy or whatever, like, whatever the differences are. But, like, your three all came out at the same time. Like you said, they've literally experienced life in the exact same way.
Exactly.
They're completely different. Like, that blows my mind.
And, like, crazy. Bruce is so, he just kind of gets on. Like, you know, he's really calm. Not calm, like, he's mad, but he'd kind of more, like, I don't say emotional, but, like, you know, he'd be softer internally, but he looks the wildest out of the tree. And then Ted, I'm going to get him into anger management bleeding. He hates sharing. He hates, like, other people playing with his friends. Like, you know, you can see him, like, you know, if someone takes a toy, you can actually see his face change, like, to anger, right? Like, oh, dear Jesus. Like, you know, like, but again, he's such a little softy as well. But, yeah, like, the other two don't react the way Ted does. And I always find it fascinating. I'm like, what happened? Or what happened
to you?
Yeah. Who took what toy off you for you to be Lenny is bleeding. He was so funny. He was so quiet and so soft and real cuddly. And he was kind of, I always say, like, left the baby stage the latest, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, always kind of still had his teddy and his Dodie and stuff like that. And then it's like one day he just dropped, like, the Dodie. I never had to wean. Like, Dodie was gone. Squeak, now it's, Squeak is still up on the bed, but he doesn't carry it around with him anymore.
Okay. Is this
and
teddy?
All of a sudden he's like a teenager. And I'm like, what the bleeding hell happened here?
Oh, my God.
His personality just kind of switched so quickly that I was like, oh.
Like, and which of the two are the biologically identical ones? Is it Lenny
and Ted?
Right, okay. So Bruce is slightly, I mean, he's still a trippy, but he's slightly out on his own in the sense
the pair and the spare. That's what we call it. Pair and the spare.
So he is slightly out on his own in terms of, like, he looks a little tiny bit different and stuff. Do they notice that? Do the three of them notice?
So Bruce is so, I absolutely love the story. So they were in play school when the teachers are telling me. So Lenny, say if Lenny's getting in trouble, he might go, I'm Ted. You know, and the teacher would be like, you know, kind of, because this is their second year, so the teachers know them now. Last year, they would have got away with it a little bit better.
Yeah.
The teacher's like, you're not Ted, you're Lenny. Like, so they kind of noticed they were doing it. But then one day, Bruce was getting in trouble for something. He just went, I'm not Bruce, I'm Lenny. He doesn't realize. I don't think he realized that he doesn't look like.
Oh my God.
And she said, I could do nothing but hell. Like, she was like, this is hilarious. Like, he thinks.
Oh, bless him.
They were like, there's obviously never been a conversation about, but they're watching each other thinking, well, he's pretending to be him, so I'll pretend to be.
Yeah. So they don't realize that two of them are literally identical and one of them is slightly different. That is.
Yeah. And it is gas. Like, they are identical.
Yeah.
But the longer, like, anyone, the longer people know them.
Yeah.
They're not anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's bananas that, like, to me, they are two completely different kids. They don't look at them alike.
Yeah.
And then
but
other people are like,
if it was to see them, they'll be like, oh, they're identical. Yeah.
Yeah. But I it's mad. Like, my eyes literally, I cannot see it anymore.
Hilarious.
To me, they look nothing alike.
Oh, my God. And like, when not they were even tiny, remotely. Did you have, when they were, like, really, really tiny? Sure, like, when I remember being in the maternity hospital and genuinely being like, when one of the nurses took Lydia off to give me a little bit of sleep, I remember being like, geez, I hope she gives me back the right baby because all these babies look the same.
They're all like little mini potatoes. Like,
did you have trouble telling them apart when they were tiny?
So the two lads, you would do, they were harder as babies.
Yeah.
But we painted their toenails.
Oh.
So, I mean, if you have twins or triplets that are identical, paint both big toenails, not just one, because nail polish wears off.
It does.
So I'm like, you paint both those big toes, okay? Because one day I took off a sock and there was no nail polish left on either of them. Now, Ted, when he was born, had procedures. So he had his lungs collapsed and stuff like that.
Oh,
so he has a tiny scar, like from where he got all the incisions done.
Okay.
So we always know Ted is definitely still Ted.
But you have to check.
You can see that little scar. Like, so even as a baby, it was hard to see when he was a baby because obviously as you get bigger, you can see it better.
Yeah.
But he still has that tiny little scar. So I'm always like, we never got them mixed up. Ted is still Ted.
We know which child is.
Yeah, we're like, we're good. So that little scar was always as a baby.
You know,
I always say to people, like, my mum or his mum and stuff like that, I'm like, you get them confused, just look for the little scar and you'll be grand. Like, so and now they've loads of scars and bumps and bruises and everything. Lenny has a lovely scar where they were playing T-Rex one day and Ted pushed him off the couch and he split his head.
Oh my God.
Oh, I went to A&E that day and I remember your one said to me, oh, hi Ali, which one is it today? I knew her outside of the hospital, but I remember thinking, oh my, this is my life. Like,
hilarious. I'd say you're recognizable in those situations because there's probably very few people who come in with, like, triplet boys.
Yeah, and as well, Tala is, like, I know it's obviously huge, but you just, I don't know, you just, we all seem to know each other. It's bananas,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then obviously the triplets, when they were born, got like, you know, they had their Dublin jersey little moment and stuff like that. So, and then during lockdown, we had the big wagon. Like,
of course.
It was like the playpen on wheels, like with big canopy and all. So like people used to stop their cars and be like, what is this like? And then like even people that were like, oh my God, you're the girl with the triplets. And I was like, oh, sure, Jesus.
Yes.
Like, yes, I am. Thank you. Like, well, obviously it was just one of those things that anyone I went to school with was like, did you hear Ali's having? Like,
yeah.
So
no, it's big news. Like it is.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's not a normal thing.
No.
To happen to someone, you know. So like, that's what I sound like a knob. So, but like, you know what I mean? So in the area, it would have been very well known. So when they, like, even when I go to Square, people are like saying hello to them.
Yeah.
But like people would be like, hi, Bruce. Like, and I'm like, that's so weird. Like, I'm like, but at the same time, I totally get it. Like, I'm like, yeah.
This podcast is just one way that Every Mum supports you. Another amazing way is our free gift bag, packed full of essentials for you and baby, including free samples of water wipes, the number one baby wipe in Ireland. To receive yours, register now on everymum.ie. There's a free gift bag there waiting for every mum.
Just to go back a bit to the kind of 2 to 3 time, what when that the day that you met your pal and you were like, look, things are dark. What did you do then to try and turn things around for yourself? Like, how did you, like, what was your process to get out of that place and get back to, you know, functioning and being able to cope, basically?
Well, I like the very first thing was turn around to myself and be like, this has gone too far. Like, you have not that you've let it, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to, it's not a blame thing. But you know, in my head, I was like, why? Like, I nearly had to sit down with someone. Like, why are you not ringing your friend? Why are you not telling your sister you're feeling like this? I was like, what the hell? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, and I can't even expect, it wasn't a shame thing. Because again, mental health is huge in my family.
Yeah.
That we have, like, you know, like, my sister rings me some days and she's like, I don't want a solution. I want to rant. And I'm like, go.
Yeah.
And there's no questions asked. It's literally, we get it out. We get on with it. We all know what we're doing. So there's no stigma in my house, like none.
Yeah,
like literally zero. We tell each other too much.
Okay,
we're that kind of family, like.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was. It was like, I genuinely had to sit down myself and be like, "What are you gaining from this? Like, what is happening?" And I think it was like I was half not wanting, because I was already asking people for loads in regards to helping me with the kids. I think I didn't want to add anything else onto the load that I was already bringing to the table.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it totally does. Yeah.
That's kind of where I think it came from for me. Whereas, I'll never forget my best friend. She was like, you fucking idiot. You know, like she killed me because she was like, what the hell? Like, and you know, when I went, like literally said it all out, she was like, and they, like, this is the day before her hen party, but I knew, I said to myself, I'm going to walk into that room. She's going to see through me in a second. And I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, so I had to, you know, it's like, it's very good. I always say, you know, we all know that friend.
Mm.
And I'm like, find her. I'm like, because she'll give you a slap around the head and a big cuddle and, you know.
Yeah.
And then after that point, I'm like, you know, we have a thing as well in our friendship. There's no, I'm not telling you something and you can't tell the other, like, you know, there's a group kind of 5 of us. If I tell you, you full rights to tell those other three, like,
yeah, assume,
it's not a deeper, like, you know, unless it's like, I'll tell you myself, like,
yeah.
So I knew as soon as that happened, everyone was, you know what I mean? It was kind of going to be a problem. Like,
yeah.
And then, sure, no better. my other best friend, Laura, she's so funny. She will not, like, I mean, she is the sternest, most organized human being, and she's just such a mammy, you know what I mean? But she will not take no for an answer for you. She'd be like, right, out, let's go. Like, and you're like, I don't want it. She's like, get out, you know, I'm not, like, she's brilliant, she's really good. Like, she'd show up to your door and be like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, you know, little things like that. Like, I'm really lucky with the people I have, like. But I just knew it was gonna roll, and I knew as well my friend Laura, she back, she holds no punches around like that. I knew if I don't do so, she's going to tell my mom, she's going to tell my sister, and she's going to do it for me, you know, because of that and else. So, which is, they're very good people to have because they kind of make it, you know, you're like, well, I've said it out loud now, so I have to do something now because they're not going to let me away with not doing it. So, I just was kind of chatting more. I admitted defeat a bit more, which is something I hate doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to say, I remember saying to Chris one day, like, he was getting up for a walk one morning, and I just burst into tears. I was like, please don't go to work. Like, and I never did that.
Yeah.
And he said to me, no, be fair to Chris, I think Chris has had about 2 sick days in his entire, like, he hates missing work.
Yeah.
And he said to me, he was like, all right, thing. And he had to go to work, and I knew he had to go to work, but the doorbell rang at 9:30, and his mom was like, right, come on, kids, gone. And, you know, it was like, you're not having to deal with this today. And little things like that, where you're like, I didn't have to pick up the phone and ring and ask. And then the realization that people don't mind.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pain. Nobody wants to get landed with the triplets.
No, I know.
It was just that realization that, like, you're not bothering people.
Yeah. But you do feel like that, don't
you?
And I mean, I didn't feel like that with one. Never mind if I had 3. Like, I do, I feel terrible guilt when I have to, and listen, I have a great support system. My sister, my mom, my aunties, my friends, like Dean's mom, we have so many people around us that can help, but I still, every time I have to send a text or make a phone call and say, is there any chance, you know, you could do this afternoon, I have to do whatever for work, or, you know, whatever the thing might be, I have such guilt. And I, honest to God, if I had 3 to add, like, to request, could you come over and mind these 3, or could you take out these 3, I completely understand. I would be so reluctant to do it. But the thing that over time I have kind of realized that genuinely people don't mind because they're not in it 24/7 the way we are. You know what I mean? Like, they get to, like, take them for a day and have a laugh and have a ball, and they don't have to worry about the big picture things, like how they're going to be when they're 18, or, you know, if they're being fed this week or if they're sleeping this week. They don't have to worry about that. They just have to take care of them. And it is hard to understand because we think of it as 24/7 relentless parenting constant thing, whereas a lot of the time people don't mind. Have you found that? Have you come to that realization?
It's like my friends get a laugh. They're like, I'm like the Pied Piper, right? If there's a child in a room, I'm making friends with it. Okay. I love kids, right? I just straight away, I'm like, right, grand. Yeah. And like, my friend had a baby since, and they both actually have, and I'm like, give them to me. Yeah. Like, I want to take them out for a day, and they're like, I am not asking you to mind my child. Like, I'm laughing at them now. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, no, I've asked you to do loads of stuff for me. I'm like, I am dying. Like, I'm like, give me your baby. Like, I want to go on an adventure with your baby. Like, I want to give you a day off. And it's mad, and it's lovely to be on the other end of that now, where you kind of, like, I feel like I want to help you, and I don't want to, not a patronizing way, not that you need it around like that, but, like, I know, like, what a day, like, what I can get done a day on my own. And I'm like, and not even what I can get done, like, even that day where his mom came to the kids, I went back to bed because I genuinely was, I just needed to sleep. Like, I needed just to reset.
Yeah.
And you just don't, like, I haven't had a nap in 4 years. I'm dying for it. But I really do. Like, I'm like, my friends' kids are my kids, whether they want me to be or not. I'm like, you're part of me now. That's it. But I love taking the kids out. Like, even when, you know, we'd have like little play dates in the school or whatever, I never, very rarely would say, oh, just one of the girls. I'm like, you know, if Georgia wants to have play dates, I'm like, bring up 5 of the girls.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
I don't care if the house gets wrecked.
Yeah.
Like, they think the lads are such a novelty and stuff like that. I'm like, bring them all.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, all the moms are getting a break for the afternoon then.
Yeah.
George's thinks it's like the coolest thing ever.
And also, you have 4 there already. You might as well have 8. Like,
I say to people, just throw your kids in. Seriously. Like, we're doing the back garden now, cleaning it up. I wouldn't even show it to for the summer. And I'm like, the other moms in the estate that I know, I'm like, just throw them around.
Yeah.
And leave them, because my backyard, it's like a playground. You know, I'm like, yeah. just, I yeah. can't wait for that. And I'm like, my house was always filled with all my friends and everything growing up.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, like, I know my mom doesn't mind taking the boys. I know she doesn't mind.
Yeah.
But like, at the same time, I'm like, you know, you just can't help it. You're like, ugh. Yeah. Because I want to be my mom, with all the friends in the house and all that kind of stuff. And I know how much my mom's exactly like, it's terrible to admit you're so like your mother. But she's a good one. I don't mind admitting. I'm like, well, but she's the same. Like, you know, if she walks into a room and you have a baby, like, she doesn't care if she knows you or not. She wants to hold that baby. Like, she loves kids. And I'd be the same. And we're like, oh God, like, you know, like I was at the pregnancy and baby fair. I think it was last year. And Jeanette just, and I remember just being like, give me, like, she came with the baby and I was like, give, like, anyone who walked by me, I was like, just, like, it's really weird if I keep asking people, can I cuddle their baby?
Can I have your baby?
Yes, yeah, like, can I have your baby? Like, I did it last year when Jeanette came in, she'd only had Aaron, and I was like, just walking around for ages. And she's like, do you want to, like, give her back? And I'm like, no.
No, I'm fine.
No.
It probably feels like a natural state for you, though, because, like, you'd three and Georgia at one point that were, like, you'd three babies all on you at one point.
Yeah.
Like, so it's probably just your natural state.
Yeah, it's like, I don't feel comfortable unless I have a child attached.
Yeah.
Oh God, no, I'm like, I babysitter explorer. And do you know what the other thing is? I think I'm on the side of it now where I feel like I get to pay it forward and I get to pay a bit back.
Yeah.
So like, even like silly things, like my next door neighbor drops George at school for me every day with Riverdale Valley. So I haven't had to do a school run in like the guts of 4 years, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, about 3 years now. And I cannot wait for September to be like, you stay in bed, he's coming with us, because I have to drop the lads anyway.
Yeah, so I'm like,
I'm dying to be like, you take an easy morning now and you relax. And like, stupid things that like were a mental load to me, because I was, you know, you're obviously having a bit of guilt thinking like, this person's doing this for me. This, and I'm like, I'm at the stage where I'm so excited to be able to do it for other people. And I'm like, what does someone need? Who needs a babysitter? I was like, I'll do it.
That's so, that like, but I mean, I presume you drive some kind of coach or minibus.
Oh yeah. Well, do you know what? Chris made a joke when I got pregnant on the lads. Now, obviously I had the Illuminous pink hair and I was pregnant with triplets, so I was pretty already recognisable. And he was like, why don't we get this 9-seater like little minivan, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you having me on? I was like, if you think I'm driving around with my Illuminous pink hair with triplets around town in a bleeding minibus, I was like, not a chance. Like, I was like, I'll be like the local freak show. The biggest regret I ever have is not getting that 9-seater minibus. I'm raging. I was like, I drive a 7-seater.
Yeah.
And it's like a game of Tetris most days. Like it's much better.
You're
now
already, so like, you could only fit in it, like, if Chris isn't there, there's still five, you're still filling that 7-seater, you know.
Yeah. So no, like, that's, I,
you should have
said, I can't wait to get a sexy carry.
Yeah, give it a decade. Like,
oh, I just want to, I drove like this lovely little nippy Golf beforehand, and it was so beautiful and so easy to park. And then I literally get to learn, but like, it's so funny going from that to be like, I wish I got the bus.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it'd just be so handy for stuff, like, you know. And the buggy, oh, like, when we used to have to, I literally have scars on my shin still from just clocking myself at the buggy trying to get in the car all the time. Like,
and like, having to have three of everything. Like, do you, obviously, look, when they're little, you have to have three high chairs and three pods to shove them in and whatever. But now, do you still have to have, like, when you go, say when you go shopping for their clothes, do you just literally get three of everything, or do you?
It depends on what it is. Yeah, like, every time I go, like, we were only having this conversation at the play school, and the moms are saying like, oh, you know, the next sale and all this. And I was like, one, I'll never get three of one thing in the same size. It never happens.
No, never.
Same. And then, like, we were chatting away and they were like, oh my God, like, the tracksuits are real affordable. Like, there was one for like €22. And I just spent, so that's €66.
Yeah, no.
And she was like, what? And I was like, so €22 for one tracksuit is €66 to me. Like,
yeah.
And I could actually see her going, oh my, like, really, like, you know, the penny dropped. And I was like, so for every one outfit, just to dress the lads for a day, like, you know, you have to multiply by three. So I'm a very savvy and smart shopper.
I would say you
have.
Yeah.
And every time I guess I'm laughing, like for birthday and everything, I'm like, please God, just get the clothes. Please God, just get the clothes. Because like, if you saw their wardrobe, dear God, like, because yeah, like when you, you know, as I said, for a week, it's 21 outfits. Like.
Yeah.
So like stuff like that. Yeah, no, I do. I get three of most things, but I've stopped. I don't overly dress them the same. If we're going out somewhere where I have to keep a head count, so I have to keep an eye, I'll dress them the same because it's just easier.
Yeah.
It's just easier on the eyes to remember that they're all wearing that. So that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. That was great in play centres as well. I used to make 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, yeah. And you'd see them. But and you know what? They're getting to that thing. They want to dress themselves. Like, I used to be going out with them some days and I'm like, I swear to God, people are going to think I just don't like them. Because they'd be wearing, I don't know what put together, but I'm like, it wasn't an argument I was having this morning. Yes, like,
yeah, you have to pick your battle sometimes.
Like, Lenny got in this thing where he only wore Crocs for like 2 weeks. And it was like absolutely like torrential out. And the place go like, I'm looking at me and I'm like, he won't put anything else on and I'm not arguing with him over.
Yeah, so I was
like, I don't care.
Yeah, no, and like that, Lydia's kind of like going through that at the minute as well. Like, she just will take a notion and all she'll want to wear is her unicorn dress. And I'm like, it's in the wash. And she's like, my unicorn dress. And I'm like, oh, like, whatever. I'll put on the Manky unicorn dress if I have to. Because, you know, you just have to be like, there's battles I'm willing to fight and there's battles I just couldn't be arsed going.
No, I'm the same. I'm like, it's not happening. Like,
not worth it. Yeah. Yeah. And what about your relationship with Chris? I cannot imagine. Like, it's stressful enough with one. How have you guys managed with three plus Georgia?
Oh, I've threatened to leave him numerous times. Oh no, he acts like there's no sunshine and rainbows in me and Chris. Like, anyone who knows us will know. Like, I'll have an argument to Chris standing in front of anyone. I don't care. Something needs to be said. It's sad. Like, I've no qualms about it. I don't care if it makes anyone else feel uncomfortable. There's an issue. Da, 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 you know.
Yeah.
They'd slag me, like my sister would be like, yous would have an argument over nothing. Like, and I'm like, yeah, well, that's who we are, that's grand and whatever. But no, we've been not like, you know what, it's the mental load is a massive thing. I know every mother is going to know that. That's what me and Chris fight about the majority of the time is, you know, will you go to shop and get, you know, bread and milk more? Yeah, text to me. Drives me. When I mean, it is a trigger. Yeah. I'm like, but I've just told you. Why am I adding another job to having to text you like you're a child?
And also,
you laugh at me for this, and I love him dearly, but like, it is infuriating.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you want me to do.
Yeah.
Just tell me what. No, I'm not telling you.
Know what needs to happen, please.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like, do you know what to do? Open your eyes, walk around the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and if it doesn't look like it should be there, move it.
Yeah. Even like the going to the shop thing, like just text me the thing. No. Or what, like Dean does often say to me, and again, love him dearly, etc. But he does often come up to me and go, what do you need me to do? Is there anything that I can do? And I'm like, yes, there's a million things you could do, but you should already know what they are. Like, please do not rely on my brain to let your brain know how to work. Like, and it's absolutely insane. And the mental load, like, it's no matter how hands-on a co-parent is, it's not the same as having that Rolodex constantly running in your head with a million things on. And like, you'll know like where Ted's yellow sock is that he loves, whereas Chris might not. Like, you know, the kind of way it's I don't know whether it's a mother thing, a primary carer thing, I don't know what it is, but it is intense having that many tabs open in your brain. So I'm glad. No, that's what I'm glad. I was going to say, I'm glad to hear you fight over that as well. But
no, but you know what? I think everyone does. I don't think there is, even if it's a small to big, whatever degree, but obviously here, like the washing is constant. Food shop is constant. Like you can see the blocks on the food presses. Like that's,
you actually do.
They raid them. I come down to a bleeding Cocoa Pop massacre most mornings if there's not a lock on that press. So it's not like I won't give them food. It's they ransack bloody place. So I have had to put locks, like child locks, back on my presses. Like if I left that open, there'd be a 12 pack of King Crisps at by the time I come down the stairs. So I'm like, no, boys are insane. If I hear the words, I'm hungry one more time, I'm going to lose it. But no, the mental, like, that is massive because it's just constant. Like, there's always something that we need.
Yeah.
There's always a wash to be put on. The dishwasher always has to go on. Like, even things like, you know, we're having to charge their devices. Yeah. Like, they have, like, little things they watch telly on when we're, like, having them charged. So when I go to go somewhere and they're not charged, I'm like,
yeah,
what is, like, if they're dead, you know, it's just such a simple, for my mind, it's such a simple thing to do.
Yeah.
And when it's not done by the other person, you know, like, anybody listening will relate.
100%.
It's infuriating. Yeah. And then, as you say, when you're in a state where you're not 100% you, like, things like that will really get you down.
Oh,
you know, people are like, oh, leave the house, leave the house. Don't worry about the house.
No.
I'm like, well, who else is going to do it? Like, the kids need clothes. Like, so fair enough, I won't worry about the house today, but tomorrow when I go to dress the kids, I'm no clothes with.
Yeah.
But it just, it's not possible to not worry about the house. You have to worry about the house. Because Chris would say that to me, don't mind the house, we'll deal with the house. And I'm like, no, but like, the kids need dinner. Yeah. They need, the house is the main thing that keeps everything going.
The house is the whole of it all. Like,
exactly. So like, the mental load was always, it's always an argument. No, you have to, like, I'm one of those people that, like, it annoys me, it annoys me, it annoys me, it annoys me. And then I'll hit to a point where I just look like I'm freaking out over nothing because I haven't told him that he's annoying me the whole time, which is my fault. Like, I don't say to him, this is, like, you know, this is an issue and whatever. I let it all build up and then I explode. So he's gone, where the hell has this come out of me? So to him, it's like, whoa, this overreaction. But to me, it's not.
Don't you feel like this, because this exact thing happens to me, like, you do feel sometimes like you're conscious of, well, this is only a minor thing, so I won't nag about that.
Yeah.
And then it happens again and something else that's small happens and you go, oh, well, I can't really, I don't want to be nagging them constantly, so I won't say that. And then another thing happens and then it builds up to 10 things and you're like, Jesus Christ, and it all comes out in one big thing. But like, it is, and when you say it's your fault, like, it isn't, because I mean, you don't want to be constantly every 5 minutes being like, well, you shouldn't really do that and that's an issue and like, why didn't you do that for me? Because God knows, you'd be constantly doing that. Like,
I now do that.
Oh, good. Okay.
No, I told him. I was like, okay, you don't want me to do this, I'm going to tell you every time.
Okay. Amazing.
And you know what? It's actually been great because I don't think he realized how often it happens in my brain.
You
know, simple things. Like, I'd bring a glass of water to bed and in the morning, like, I'd go up and his glass is still beside the bed and I'm like, that glass of water, like, bring it downstairs.
Yeah.
And it annoys me that I have to say it, but I'm like, that's one thing that's going to annoy me. And then you go downstairs and he's put the washing machine on a spin so he doesn't have to hang it out. I know the trick. I do the trick. And I'm like, I'm like, why'd you put the washing machine? And I point them all out now and I don't care, because I was like, it was getting to the stage where we weren't communicating enough and it was this big blow at the end where I nearly have to get to this point to be taken seriously, if that made sense.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt anyway. Whereas now I'm like, no, that's what we're going to do, because, and I know it drives them mad, but it drives me mad having to say it. So I was like, look, we're just going to be equally driven mad, but at least the big blow up's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Yeah. At least the communication.
So the mental load is it, and the house, and just keeping on top of things is hard. Like, because, you know what I mean? Like, that alone is huge. And then, like, you put finances, you put, you know, cost of living, you put everything on top of that with the lads.
Yeah.
We could easily go insane trying to juggle it all. So I was kind of like, no, this is one thing that I need to, we need to communicate better on. And kind of since that, we're a little bit better. Okay. There's still a big pile of washing that needs to be done, and he'll still put that washing machine on a spin somewhere. I should be like, I'm going, because you're like, hang out to wash it. Like,
just do it. Oh, I would continue to ask you questions about your family setup forever, but like, I'm very glad that you identified the like the issues that were there for you as just mentally, like, and with your mental health and stuff. And I'm so glad that you told your pals and that they sprung into action and that things have happened to kind of bring you out of that. And I hope it continues for your sake mostly, but also for the sake of the football team that you're raising. But just thank you so much for your honesty. And I don't think I've ever smiled as much during an episode than
I have today. I have to remember to stop talking sometimes.
Oh my god, no, like literally I would listen to it all day. But I just like it sounds like absolute chaos, but like happy chaos, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's like, you know, an organized chaos.
Yeah.
Well, slightly
organized chaos. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you chatting to me.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate you asking me.
Thank you so much for listening. And of course, to Water Wipes, the number one baby wipe brand in Ireland, for their support. Water Wipes Original are made with just two ingredients, 99.9% water and a drop of fruit extract. And they are plant-based and plastic-free wipes. If you enjoyed this conversation, subscribe, rate, or we would love if you could leave a review. Share this episode across social if you want, and get in touch with this week's guest.